Good evening. We are starting Kitzushochan Aruch Yoimi for the 13th of Cheshvan. We are starting a brand new section, Hilchos Mezuzah, Simen Yud Aleph, in the Art Scroll. It is on page 153. Very interesting. Hilchos Mezuzah. This is again one of the gifts of learning Kitzushochan Aruch, is that you cover a lot of ground and learn a lot of new halachas that perhaps many people have not learned until now. The Torah commands us to affix a scroll upon the entrance to our houses and gates. This scroll, familiarly known as mezuzah, contains the two passages from the Torah that state the commandment of mezuzah, as we say in Krishna every day. Uchsav tom al mezuzos beisecha uvish arecha. And they are the passages of Shema and Vohim Shema. Let's learn Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Aseh, it is a positive commandment, likboya mezuzah b'chol Pesach, to affix a mezuzah at every entrance to one's house. About filu yeshloi kama chadarim, even when there are many rooms in the house, ulechol cheder kama psachim, and every room has many entrances, asuyim lechnisa v'yetzia, that are used for entering and exiting, av bishu rugel rak b'echad mehen, even if he usually uses only one of them, mikol makam kulam chayavim mezuzah, nevertheless, all of the entrances require a mezuzah. Va'afilu im nismatu adiyurin, and even when the amount of people living in the house has decreased, so that now there is no need for more than one entrance, mikol makim kulon chayovim. Nevertheless, all of the entrances still require a mezuzah. I had a Rebbe, Zichron Levrach, who was a very special person, but they lived in a home, and it was a very, very large house, and at some point, they stopped using a good number of the rooms in their house because it was just him and his rabbitson, his al gesundsein. But once again, the amount of mezuzahs required in the house don't change based on the amount of people. Ah, however, if there is an entrance to a room that is not used for a regular entrance and exit, but only to bring in eza masa leprokin, an occasional load, and there is in this room another entrance that is always used for regular entering and exiting, then the entrance that is used only to bring in loads is exempt from the requirement of mezuzah. Very interesting. And if you look at note four, they say this point. An example of this is a room in the house that is used for storage and which has two entrances. One is the entrance from the house to the storage room, and it is that entrance which is primarily used to access this room. The other entrance leads from the street to the storage room and is used only occasionally when bringing in objects from the outside to stock the room. According to halacha, only the doorway leading to the house is considered an entrance for the purpose of mezuzah. So you might see, like, for example, I don't know if this is
garage.
A certain type of garage, because garages usually are meant for going in and out. But perhaps you might see a truck that sometimes lines up the back of its truck with a certain delivery entrance. And I think usually it only is meant to bring things in. So perhaps if that was the case, then that door would not require mezuzah, as long as there's a different entrance to go in and out of that room. Sif Beis. Gam Shari Chatzeres, also the gates of courtyards, which are more common in other places, in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps, umevoyes, and the gates of streets, va'ayares, the gates of cities, umedinas, and the gates of provinces, chayav mezuzah, all require a mezuzah, shenemar, as the pasuk says, uvish arecha, you shall write the mezuzahs on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So clearly, you're supposed to put mezuzahs on the gates as well. Interestingly enough, in Eretz Yisrael, certainly this is much more common, but if you go to Flatbush, and if you go on Ocean Avenue or Ocean Parkway, there is a tremendous pillars on the side there. From what I understand, there used to be a gate that crossed over Avenue J when these were closed neighborhoods. So again, that type of area, if it was owned by a Jew, it would require a mezuzah. Sif Gimel. Tzarech lekava b'yamin hanichnas. A person must put the mezuzah on the right doorpost from the perspective of one who's entering the room. If you put it on the wrong side, you put it on the left side, it's possible. Remove it, and affix it to the right doorpost. And then you make a bracha on the doorpost. It doesn't make a difference if a person is a righty or a lefty. Everyone is to put the mezuzah on the right doorpost for when a person is going into that area. Sif Dalit, we'll talk more about going in and going out. Sif Dalit, Shnei Batim, there are two houses. Each one of which has an entrance that leads to the street. So you have two houses with an entrance that goes out into the street, or lechatz, or into the courtyard. And in the wall that divides them, there is also an entrance. Now, in the case there is a reason to be unsure about this entrance, right? You have two houses on each side of a
Right.
courtyard, and there is also a doorway that has a gate that is like a wall in between. There's a doorway to this wall. Which side should you put the mezuzah on? Because if you're coming from one house, well, this house is going out. So then it should be on the left side of the house that's going out. And if the other hand, but perhaps it's for the other person, other side of the house rather, that's going in. So it should be on the right side in that case. So which way is it? Are you considered going inner or going outer? Aslina Hecher tzir. In this case, we follow the indication of the hinge. This means that on the side where the hinges of the door are fashioned, shadels, and because there's a hinge, so it opens up into that direction. Zeu ikra abayis, the direction of the door where the hinges are, is the primary room of the building. And therefore, going into the primary place where the door opens into, or the hinges allow it to open into that side. So that is considered the right side of the, that is considered going into the house. Because that's the primary house, and therefore the mezuzah should be on the right side going into that place. And the above halacha applies only when the two houses of are or rooms are used equally. However, if one of the houses or rooms is used for most of his activities, and the second one is used only occasionally, in that case, we do not follow the indication of the hinges because you know this is the room I'm going into because this is the room that I use much more often. Rather, in that case, the mezuzah is always placed in the right side of the one who's entering the house or the room, where most of his activities are performed. And even if the door opens in the other direction, still, since that room is one of the primary rooms of the house, or it's more primary in the room you're coming from, for example, you enter a house into like a vestibule, and then you go from the vestibule into a kitchen. So the kitchen would be more primary than the vestibule, and you'd be putting it on the right side as you go into the kitchen. Sif, hey, mikoyma, the proper place of the mezuzah on the doorpost is mitchilas shlish ha'elyon, from the beginning of the top third, shel goiva hashar, of the height of the entranceway. Kava l'malam izek she'er, if a person put it high on the top third of the entranceway, it's still kosher k'sheira. V'u'shi'archi kenot min ha'mashkev tefach, as long as it's still a distance of a tefach from the top of the doorway. I should mention that when Or Shlomo had its Chanukah Sabayis and it had its Kviyas Mezuzah, and Rabbi Reisman Zalgazunzayin came to put up the Mezuzah, he made sure to measure out the doorway to make sure that the Mezuzah is precisely in the top third and at the edge of the top third of the doorway. If a person put it lower than that top third of the entranceway, he has to remove it. Like we said earlier about putting it on the left side, you must remove it and do it in the right way. But bracha, and you make a new bracha when you put it in the right spot. And I was once approached by a person who was saying he has a playroom in his house and he wants to make the mezuzah very, very low so the kids in that playroom are able to kiss the mezuzah, the nice low mezuzah. That he doesn't think it's right for the kids not to be able to kiss the mezuzah in the playroom. That's their room. I tried to explain to him that that has no connection, has no connection to halacha. Halacha is that it must be at one third height, at one third from the top of the ceiling of the doorway. If he affixed it within the top tefach, which we said is a problem, once again, yisira gamken v'yikba'a karaya, you should also remove it and fix it properly. Avaloy levarach, but in this case, he does not have to make a new bracha. V'yesh lekaveh b'tefach hasamach l'chutz, aside from the height area of where the mezuzah should be. Also, if the thickness of the doorway, a person should affix the mezuzah upon the tefach of the doorpost width that is closest to the outside of the entrance. V'imshina bezu in a makav, but in that case, if a person put it in the wrong place, it doesn't hold back the mitzvah, and a person does not have to remove it, and certainly does not have to make a brach in that case. For example, this is very common in Eretz Yisrael, where there are these huge, huge, huge doorways, and it's very, very thick of the doorway. So again, the mezuzah should be within the tefach of the entrance of that doorway, of the outside of the entrance. In the footnote 18, it says, this is, why do you put it there? This is so that one should encounter the mezuzah immediately upon entering. In addition, since the mezuzah facilitates protection of the house by Hashem, the closer the mezuzah is positioned to the outside of the house, the more of the house is covered by this protection. Very, very interesting. Sif Vav. Ketzad Kaiva, how does a person fix the mezuzah to the house? It's very, very practical here in this Shulchan Aruch. Karacha Misaifel Raisha, first he rolls up the scroll, starting from the end to the beginning, the haimu, that is Me'echod Klapi Shema, from the end of the mezuzah, which has the word Echod. So you roll it inward towards the right side where the word Shema is written, Umenicha, and then I mean, you fold it from the end to the beginning. Umenicha b'shifa eferes, and you place it into a tube of b'shar dabur. You place it into any other covering. V'kayva b'masmayres, and you affix this mezuzah with nails. Right, the actual tube or the covering, you fix that with nails. B'mezuzah ha'pesach ba'alachsein, onto the doorpost of the entrance in a diagonal position. V'heroisha dahainu shema k'neged habayis. The top part of the mezuzah should be tilted into the house. Vishita achren, and the bottom of the mezuzah, letzarachot, should be towards the outside. It's almost like it's leaning into the doorway. If the doorpost of the entrance is not wide enough to fit a mezuzah in that area, if a very, very thin doorway for whatever reason, yikba ena zakufa, then it should be placed vertically, totally vertically, vizet toiv yeser, and that is better milasita acheradels, than to put it behind the doorway, meaning no longer in the doorway in a diagonal position, since putting it in a diagonal position outside the doorway is not entirely acceptable. So again, if the doorway is too thin, you put it straight up. If he did not affix the doorpost, elatalah, but he just hung it from the doorpost instead of actually nailing it to the doorpost, psula, it's invalid. Likewise, tzarich lizar lemasmera lemala v'gam lemata, a person must be sure to nail it in on the top and the bottom, shloi teitzlu, that should not be hanging. Nowadays, it's extremely common that instead of a person nailing it, there is a sticky substance that is on it, and he sticks it straight against with the adhesive, and that is also acceptable. Sif zayin. Kaidim shekaiva, immediately before putting the mezuzah on the wall, yivarech, a person should make a bracha. What's the bracha? Bracha Hashem l'kidum achalam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu likboya mezuzah, that Hashem has made us holy with his commandments and has commanded us to likboya, to fix the mezuzah to the wall. V'im kaiveya kama mezuzahs, if a person's putting on a lot of mezuzahs, da'i v'bracha achas likulan, one blessing is enough for all of them. He doesn't have to make a bracha for each and every mezuzah that he puts on the house, as long as it's part of one session of putting up mezuzahs. Im nafla mezuzah me'atzma, if chas v'shalom afterwards the mezuzah fell off the wall, v'chazer kava, and he had to put it back up, tzarech gam ki lebracha, he has to make a new bracha. Aval im hu hesira kedei lebatzka, but if he took off the mezuzah in order to check it to make sure it's fine, yesh le'estapik in tzarech lebracha. In that case, it's not totally clear whether a person should make a new bracha. And clearly, like every other case of a safik bracha, a person does not make a bracha in that case. Sif ches biktsas sha'arim. In some gateways, yesh pesach katan etzal ha'shar gadol. There is a smaller entrance next to a larger gateway. V'derech ha'pesach ha'katan yeitzin v'nichnasin. And generally, people go in and out through the smaller entrance. V'ashar gadol eina niftach ha'ak l'prakim. While the larger gate is opened only occasionally. V'kevin shein shnei pesachim. And since there are two distinct entrances, u'beinayim amud rachav tefach, with a pillar or wall in between the small entrance, which is used more frequently, and the very, very large gate, which is used infrequently, chayav and mishtei mezuzahs. So clearly there's two different doors, and they would need two different mezuzahs. Because again, you have a huge gate, and on the side of the huge gate, on the side of it, is a smaller door, which is used infrequently. Perhaps it's like one of these old, old shuls that's a very, very large door, and they don't always want to open up the large door. So they open up a little side door. So both of those doors, as long as there's a pillar or a wall between them, both doors will require a mezuzah. Sif tes, b'makam shiyesh lachesh, in a place where there's reason to be concerned. Shema yignivoy saigavelt, that you're concerned that the mezuzah might be stolen. Im efshir lo yachber chavira b'mezuzas habayis. A person should carve a hollow into the doorpost, go deep into the wall like we find in Eretz Yisrael, we find in certain European places. V'yanichena shama, you should try to place the mezuzah inside in the hollow of the wall. And note 24, they write the hollow is then covered with plaster or the like, so the mezuzah cannot be stolen because either it cannot be observed or it's very difficult to get it out. Ava lo yamoik l'achbar tefach, but a person should not go so deep into the wall that's a tefach tif. Kisham lo yavi al mezuzah be'secha, because in that case, it's not considered on the doorposts anymore of your house because it's deep into the doorpost, rak teich mezuzah upsul, it's rather considered to be inside the doorpost and not on the doorpost, so therefore it is not going to be considered a proper area for mezuzah. Oitzar l'zer, furthermore, he doesn't say that if a person put it over there, would a person therefore have to undo it it again and make a new bracha, like he said in other places. But it sounds like if it's psula, then 100% a person would have to redo it and make a new bracha. Furthermore, one must take care when inserting the mezuzah into such a hollow, that at least the place of the doorpost where the mezuzah is should be apparent. Now, all that we said earlier is that if only if it's possible, if it's impossible to carve into the doorpost and he's still concerned it's going to get stolen, a person can rely on, in case of pressing need, to put the mezuzah beyond the door inside the house, not under the doorpost. However, when putting it behind the door, it must be placed only on the doorpost itself, but not on the wall of the house, meaning it's inside the doorway, but it's actually still part of the doorway. In addition, he should be sure not to distance it more than a tefach from the actual entranceway, but it's still part of the doorway. Because then it would be invalid. 26, it says, that is, if it's placed behind the door, it must be within the tefach, the doorpost, that is closest to the door and not further inside. There's a wonderful yeshiva in Lakewood here over here called Torah Links. They have a gorgeous building, but the entrance to the base medrash are thin glass walls. You can't put a mezuzah on a thin glass wall on the actual doorway.
On the outside.
Exactly. It's on, in this case, it's on the inside of the of the doorway, not on the actual doorpost. Now, just what I mentioned earlier, he pointed out that it's certainly not optimal to put a mezuzah in that area. Sif, but if it's not possible, it's not possible. Sif yud. Ain a bayis chayv mezuzah, a house or a room does not require a mezuzah, elem kein yesh, unless it contains an area of arba amis, al arba amis, 4 amis by 4 amis. And in note 27, once again, it tells you about what that share is, somewhere between 39.7 and 57.4 square feet of the area that would need such a house. But if the house, that room, does not contain 4 amos by 4 amos, but it contains an area that is equivalent to 4 amos by 4 amos, meaning it's not actually 4 by 4, but it's 16 square amos in whatever shape it is. Al Rachba, for example, if its length was greater than its width, or it's a round room, and again, it has a square footage of 16 amas, there is some question as to whether such a room would require a mezuzah or not. And once again, he says, look at the end of Sif Yud Aleph to see what the halacha is to do in such a case. So let's get to Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph. So again, the room has to be a minimum size. Eina pesach chayav mezuzah, an entrance does not require mezuzah, ele im yesh la shtei mezuzah, unless it has 2 doorposts. And in Yiddish, he writes, fastin tir shtuk. Okay. Yevayim l'chala pochis asara tfachim. So it has to have 2 doorposts that are at least 10 tfachim high. Umashkif al gabim, and a lintel on top. So a top of the door has to be at least 10 tfachim high, and a lintel on top. Va'afilu eina mezuzah
me. What's a lintel on top?
Lintel is the bar, the crossbar over the doorway. It's not, it can't just be going up. It actually has to something on top of that doorway. Even if the doorposts were not made of different wood or stone in the rest of the building, rather the walls of the building themselves form the doorpost to an opening in the walls, and at least still on top of this is the roof, this entrance also requires a mezuzah. So again, it's not like your standard doorway. Like if you see behind me, there's a doorway over here, and if that is a classic doorway, but if you didn't have that, it's just the actual wall. You have a wall that comes up here, and a wall that comes up here, and a wall there. So that is itself also going to be considered
a doorway.
If the entrance of a house has only 1 doorpost, and I'll explain, how do you have only 1 doorpost? For example, on one side of the entrance, there's a regular doorpost, but on the other side, the wall just continues. It's not set walls. It's not like what we have, again, behind me, of 2 walls that come together, and therefore you're going through these 2 walls. But rather, it's one side is looks like it's a post, and the other side is just a wall that continues. Kazeh, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch actually offers a diagram, an article reproduced that beautiful diagram. So once again, you see over here where there's, on the right side of that picture, where the doorway comes in, but the other side is just a continuing wall.
Right.
If the doorpost that is on the left side and on the right side where the mezuzah is to be placed, there is no doorpost, then the entrance is exempt from the requirement of mezuzah. But if the doorpost is on the right side, like in this picture, and on the left side of the wall, it continues on, then there's a question about whether a person would require a mezuzah in that case. A person should put a mezuzah in that case without making a bracha. Or he can put up the mezuzah. After putting up a whole bunch of other mezuzahs, he puts up this mezuzah, and therefore he doesn't have to have the question about the bracha, because like we said, the yifter gam esayis, when a person makes a bracha on all the other mezuzahs, so then he doesn't have to keep making new brachas. So therefore, in all similar cases where there's a question about whether a person should make a bracha or not, it's best to either not make a bracha, or he should put it up when he's putting up other mezuzahs that certainly require a bracha. Everyone should have atzlacha u bracha.